Let's talk about ChatGPT and everything you need to know about artificial intelligence tools in the camping industry. I'm Alex Burkett, and this is the Outdoor Alliances Podcast. Hey everyone, happy Monday morning. If you're like me here in Indiana, there is some snowfall that has taken place, and we are in full-on winter weather mode. Being at the latter part of January, I know it's an exciting time for you. If you're a park that operates year-round, this might be a busier time of year. You might be gearing up with some long-term projects. But I know we got a lot of things in our mind, and today I wanted to address sort of a pop culture topic and something that's been in the news maybe a lot lately and something you haven't really had time to dive in or look at the details. And I wanted to talk about ChatGPT, which is a new artificial intelligence tool that really has gotten a lot of buzz lately. It's something that a lot of people have predicted will shift the way that we do business and the way that artificial intelligence and these tools can affect jobs, how people are productive, and really just how we view and see work and the types of things that computers can do. So I wanted to give sort of a quick look and a rundown and give you, you know, sort of everything you need to know here in 5 to 10 minutes about what this tool is and how you might even be able to use it, or even just some sort of artificial intelligence or productivity increasing tools in your business. So first off, what is ChatGPT? And if you have no clue, you know, what I'm talking about, you haven't heard the news, you don't know what's going on, it may be something that sounds pretty foreign or alien to a lot of people. And, you know, honestly, for me, it still is. This is still something that's rapidly changing. It's something that still has yet to be proven out. And we'll see sort of how this is going to look down the road. So first and foremost, it's a really advanced artificial intelligence tool that can do a whole number of things. In fact, articles have been written in the last several weeks on how well a tool like ChatGPT can perform certain tasks almost better than humans in a lot of cases. You may have seen news articles on how ChatGPT can allow students to pass standardized testing without actually having to learn information. But really quickly, it's really just a tool that optimizes the way that we search, process, and get information. And so it uses API and a number of different inputs to this algorithm that allows it to essentially give us information in a unique way, where somebody could type in, theoretically down the road, some term about camping and use it almost like a search engine. In fact, we've seen Microsoft look to integrate artificial intelligence tools into the way that they conduct search. So, you know, what does this practically look like today? Well, you may have heard of voice search, and we may have devices in our homes like a Google Home or an Alexa device, or something that allows us to be able to search and interact with the internet in a unique way. And so, you know, voice search now allows us to do search right in a little bit different way. You ask for an answer to a question, and the machine gives you back an answer. What ChatGPT does that's a little bit different is that it really can really do things on command, where you can say, hey, write a poem, and it does so. You can say, hey, give me the answer to this question, and it just does. It has the ability to simulate answers, messages, stories, information like a human would, but really using an algorithm and a chat bot. So, like I said, a lot of this information is new, still being put out there. We really don't know the full capabilities of what a tool like this can do. But what I will tell you is, just pay attention to how people are consuming information like this. And as a tool like ChatGPT grows in popularity, we could see this radically affect the way that people are searching and getting information. And you can be certain that, obviously, if this is going to become the new dominant way that people are, you know, getting information and people are asking questions and seeking answers, that algorithm is able to take advantage of the information that you're putting out there. So my prediction would be, you know, if you're looking at, great, Alex, you know, maybe I still don't even know what this means. How is this going to affect me and my business today? I would say, you know, it really is unproven. And this episode isn't going to be one that, you know, I'm here to give you, here's your three easy steps or here's your three-step process to, you know, look into this. But this really is a thought-provoking exercise and an episode for me too, as I've begun to research this and look at how is this going to change the way that we approach marketing? How is this going to affect jobs and really look at how it's going to affect work over the next few years? Artificial intelligence will continue to reduce employment for different types of workers and different types of jobs. And it really comes down to the automating process and the ability to process information and get it quickly. And so this factor and this part of ChatGPT and how we've come to see it become mainstream and people are beginning to use it much, much more is this automation process and how it is going to continue to affect things down the road. And so I would say, be mindful of this, understand how these types of jobs are getting replaced, and start to implement some of these processes in your business and at your park. Don't get left behind. Figure out if it's even just small ways that you can automate certain tasks. I've talked about this before, and I'll reiterate, even things as tiny as when a guest checks out, sending them a post-departure email with a link to your review system, and maybe even a coupon for a future stay, something like that, that you can automate and set up in advance so that it's ready to go. Have it set up before a guest arrives to send them a pre-arrival email with information on activities, Wi-Fi, the check-in process, your hours, etc. These are smaller things that you can automate. Even things like your employee communication, your scheduling, you know, everything that you can automate, I would suggest start to do so. Integrate technology, integrate marketing solutions, and integrate automation into the way that you regularly work now. As this continues to impact jobs and the economy starts to change and the way that we get information and skill levels change and how we perform certain tasks, you just want to make sure that you're on the cutting edge of this information. And make sure to tune in to shows like mine, like others that are out there, even if they're marketing specific, campground specific. There are a number of other great podcasts and shows within our industry that deliver all sorts of different types of information. Stay educated, stay up to date, and make sure that you're just staying on the cutting edge of what these trends are going to look like and how chatbots like GPT are going to continue to be powered by large amounts of data, continue to string together words, text, information in meaningful ways, and really become the foreknown spot for knowledge. And that's really my prediction, is that at some point in time, this is going to be the way that people search and collect information. That things are going to change so rapidly over the next, even if it's 30, 40, 50 years, and that we're not going to be talking about certain types of communication channels, and this information is going to begin to shift and begin to move. So I would say, start to interact with AI tools. Figure out and just research, what are some of these things that people are using? Explore free options and start to explore them. We've seen companies today like Google and Meta have continued to develop their own tools that look at human prompts and responses and use AI, artificial intelligence, you know, machine learning, if you will, to move the way that people connect and see this information. And so if the largest companies, and these are some of the largest data aggregation centers like Google, who controls and dominates search today, if they're beginning to integrate this into their own tools and their own database to try and simulate these things, wouldn't you say that they're also betting on the future of this tool and this technology? So I would just try and get educated, learn as much as you can about ChatGPT, automation, artificial intelligence, and start slow. Figure out what that's going to look like at your park and in your business. You know, you don't need to get lost in the weeds with what's the algorithm look like, because nobody knows that. Nobody knows how, you know, truly long-term this is going to affect things and affect people's jobs and the way that we consume information. But the more educated you can be and the more that you consider how these options can affect your business, the more success I think you're going to have long-term. So we'll continue to do our best, and I like to be able to share some of this information moving forward, where we cover a topic like this that's being talked a lot about in the technology community, in the business community, and something that's going to continue to affect how we search and view information. So we'll continue to stay on top of some of these things and the new trends in technology that's coming your way. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're more than just a standard marketing agency. And this is more than just a standard podcast. I hope that we're able to cover these things with some information and maybe cover topics from a different perspective that you might not be used to hearing. So again, I hope you found this valuable. I hope this just gets you thinking about some things as you go through your day and just consider the impact that this can have on your business. All right, everyone. We'll be back here on Friday for another great episode. This is going to be a guest interview feature. And like I said, have a great rest of the week, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to the Outdoor Alliances podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Subscribe for more great marketing episodes and guest conversations delivered every Monday and Friday, wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, everyone, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a great week.